Hi, this is Channel 9. Who are you?
Hey, I'm Saurabh.
Hi, Saurabh. So what do you do at Microsoft?
So I am a developer at Microsoft. I work for Microsoft internal IT. We develop applications for Microsoft.
Okay. So can you tell us more about what kind of applications you develop and using what? And
So currently I'm working with finance and operations group at Microsoft. So we develop all those applications which are related to finance and operations.
Okay.
So applications like MX Excel, we must be using it every now and then. So
right.
We develop this application and we maintain this application. And according to the business needs, we keep on changing the application.
Okay, okay.
So today I'm going to talk about the application, assessing application. It is an inventory management tool at Microsoft. So this application is built using the Microsoft latest technology like Microsoft.NET 2.0 and VSCO. VSCO is Visual Studio for Office. So today I'm going to talk about the VSCO and how VSCO helps us building the application and in turn how this application is helping the business users. So I'll just get started.
Sure.
So I just set the background behind the whole VSCO, what is the VSCO platform and all that. So in most of the companies, all the business users are mostly office friendly. They work a lot with Word as well as Excel.
Right.
So they are conversant very well with the office applications. But the applications that we typically provide them are the typical IT solutions. They are either developed as a web application or a Windows application. And again, it involves some learning curve with those applications. But now with VSCO, we can provide Excel-based solutions to the end user. Excel-based solutions would involve let's say there would be an Excel file, and in that Excel file we would customize that Excel file to provide more functionality. So thus users are still friendlier with the Excel based application and still they get to use the enterprise based application.
Okay.
So VSCO is a, the long form of VSCO is Visual Studio Tools for Office. So with VS.NET 2005, this is an attachment which enables us to develop office-based solutions. So what can I do with that is I can create Excel-based solution by using C# coding. And this VSCO solution leverages all the features from the office as well as all the features from .NET world. And after combining these features, it provides very powerful solution to the end user. So I'm just going to demonstrate you the Excel-based solution that we have developed for this assessing project.
Okay.
It is called the assessing 2.0. So even in our enough scenario, we had all of our business users, they were friendly with Excel, most of them work with the Excel. So we actually plan to give them the Excel-based solution. So this is how it looks.
So this is a system application. So this is normal Excel grid. And at the right hand side, you can see the task pin. So these task pins are, these are the, all the .NET controls developed using C# and .NET Framework 2.0. And they are embedded inside the task pins of Excel. So all the users, what they have to do is they can interact with this application using tasks. Let's say if they want to search for any record, then what they can do is enter search criteria and click on search button. So when I'm clicking on the search button, what it does is it calls a web service and gets the results from the UConn, the SQL Server 2005 database. And what we are doing is we are importing that XML data into XML map and displaying it to users. Now again, users can play with this Excel data, and what we have done is we have leveraged all the Excel features, for example, copy paste, then filtering and sorting features. So by using these features, users are already used to these features, right?
So
we are just providing this feature
and leveraging this feature. We do not have to do any extra programming for this, all these things. And all of them are available in Google.
So Saurabh, when you say these applications are almost like thin clients, right?
Smart clients.
So these smart clients, are these actually applications by themselves, or are they Excel files which are like plugins within Excel?
Yeah, you could say these are Excel files with plugins.
Okay.
Such files can be redistributable to anybody in the organization. Whoever gets this file, they can just work with the application.
So an Excel file by itself becomes like a smart client.
Yes, absolutely.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So I'll just talk about what are the benefits by developing such applications.
Okay.
First of all, since a lot of big user base available in the market, this user base is very friendly with the Excel and Office application. So we can target them straight away by developing such application. First, we can leverage a lot of features of Excel as well as Office. And thus,
or Word or whatever for that.
Word or whatever, any Office application for that matter. And then that reduces a lot of development effort. And plus, this platform, GSPO platform, enables you to do .NET programming to develop such applications. So the developers who are working on this application, they do not have to learn the new technology.
Okay.
And the learning curve of this GSPO platform is very minimal. You just have to learn the Excel object model or Office object model. And that's it.
And to the user as well, it's very comfortable because they are already comfortable using Office application.
That's it. Now I'm going to talk about the smart client features that we have implemented in our application. First of all, we are following one touch deployment. So users just have to go to some site and click on some link. So after that, all that we do is deploy the application onto the client machine, and user need not worry about other things.
Like auto-updation or something.
Yeah, auto-updation is a separate feature that we are having. What happens is, you must have seen the Windows updates, right? You just have to click on start update, then Windows automatically updates itself. Same kind of features that we have implemented in our application.
What it does
is, it smartly detects that new updates are available on the server, and if they are available, it downloads them and installs updates itself automatically. Then another smart client feature that is we are having very rich UI. It's very user interactive. Plus we are providing a lot of strong client side validation. For example, in typical web application scenario, if I have to validate particular personal number of any employee, then what I have to do is after entering that personal number, I have to send this personal number back to database, and then I can validate that personal number there. So I have to make one extra database hit here. But whereas in strong client-side validation, these personal numbers can be validated on this client side by downloading the domain data of personal numbers right onto the client side. Then we are leveraging a lot of Excel-based features. There is another smart client feature. It's the smart client interacts with database by using web services, ASP.NET 2.2 web services. And
okay, so VSCO basically lets me create these kind of smart clients. So if I am an IC or I'm creating my own software, for example, how do you think I can actually create a software which cannot be redistributed easily unless it is licensed? So do you see any licensing issues happening otherwise?
No.
How do you otherwise safeguard the interests of the developer?
Yeah, so if you see the security perspective of the application, since it is all .NET programming model, we can leverage the .NET security with this Excel-based solution.
Okay.
So I do not see any issues there.
Okay. So since the application technically is an Excel file, how would it then be bundled?
Yeah.
Does it get bundled as an EXE, which then you can...
No, it's a pure Excel file.
Okay.
So this Excel file comes in with assembly, a DLL file which is developed in .NET.
Okay.
So you have to redistribute this Excel file, and with that you have to also distribute the assembly. Because all the code that you have written for your application, it is lying inside that DLL file.
Right.
So that has to be distributed. If you see the deployment model, you can host this Excel file along with the DLL in any share.
Right.
any shared folder. From here, users can download, or you can host this file onto the IIS server. So you just, users can just go to a URL and download this facility.
Okay.
And then users would not face any problems at all.
But you can always bundle it as a MSI or an executable, which will then contain these files. Right. Great. So, tell me more about yourself. How long have you been in Microsoft? How is work life here in Hyderabad?
Yeah, I've been working since past 2 years at Microsoft.
Past 2 years?
Past 2 years.
Okay.
I think the life here is very challenging. I have to cater to all the demands that business asks.
Okay.
Microsoft business is growing and it's changing every moment. So we have to cater to those requirements. Plus, what we do is by catering to their, along with catering to their requirements, what we do is we use Microsoft latest technology and develop applications using that. So it's given me a unique opportunity to work on changing requirements, business requirements, as well as use the latest technologies of Microsoft and develop solutions.
Wow.
And then life at Microsoft is cool. Every evening I go out to play cricket.
Okay, so you're a cricket fan?
Yep, I'm a big cricket fan. Even I have a team, my project team, cricket team is there.
Okay.
We do have matches with other project teams also. So it's really cool.
That's great. So it's work and play. It's not just work and work.
I would say it's the fun.
Okay.
Even if I go out, I have fun. Even inside, I have more fun working with latest technology.
Okay. Great. So, thanks so much. It was great knowing about VSCO and the applications you've developed. That's it. Thanks so much, Gaurav.
Thanks. Yeah.